Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's up, Canada, UK, Australia, United States, Latvia, Indonesia, Philippines, all the people that have tuned in thus far? I'm not happy with Monday Night Raw. It's kind of an understatement. I've watched several people say to me that Monday Night Raw could be better, or message me about how Monday Night Raw could be awesome and great. No, that's not the underlying issue, folks. The underlying issue happens to be Monday Night Raw. What have you done? And we welcome, folks. I just got out of a subway ride that was like the ride from hell. I witnessed the fight. Of course, you know, that's to be expected from Queens. Go fucking figure, right? Right, folks. So, Granny Holster, welcome to the fray.
Well, hello, B-Train. I hope you can hear me. I'm actually in my car driving through a rainstorm.
Oh, man. It's raining everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to get some pretty severe storms this afternoon from what they're saying. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Granny, I don't know about you, but Raw is it's lost its luster, it's lost its control, basically. It's all over the joint. And last night's show, Granny, there are some bright spots, yes, Trish, Lita, Kurt Angle's returning, all these legends coming back. But I just didn't feel, Granny, the need to buy me a DX shirt, even though I got me a plethora of those collections, and my roommate can tell you. Granny, I personally feel there's a huge disconnect on Monday Night Raw. I don't know why. Actually, yes, I do. I do know why. It's because of the way things are structured, not just I don't care who's healing babyface, Dan, from, where are you from, Louisville, Kentucky? Yeah, I don't care who's healer babyface. That's not what I'm upset about. I don't know about you, Granny, but I want to punch Leo Rush in the nuts. He's not, not character-wise, but in person, too. I've never liked Leo Rush, ever. I have never cared for
Leo
Rush
at all. He was so annoying last night when he had that microphone. I actually muted my TV during that match. Because he was so annoying. He was obnoxious. He was just a downright jerk. And I just like, okay, I'm gonna mute him. And then I realized what time it was. It was almost 8 o'clock, and I thought, oh, good, I could switch over and watch my hour of Magnum PI and then watch the last hour of Monday Night Raw, because that little guy was so annoying to me. I don't know who he is. I don't like him. I wish he would just go away, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're thinking about turning Bobby Lashley heel again, and even if they made Kevin Owens a babyface, I don't even think I would still root for Kevin Owens, because I don't like Kevin Owens. But I'm not, I don't despise Kevin Owens like the icon does, but, you know, that being said, you know, I just didn't, I like the fact that Trish and Lita's going to tag against Mickey and Alexa and the women's evolution thing coming up. I like that real well.
If you haven't already done so, you need to get the network. You need to get it because the very first all-women's pay-per-view is going to be Sunday, October 28th. It's very important that you watch it because I know I'm going to be at work in Queens, but I can hook up my Apple TV boxes. We're never busy Sundays in LaGuardia somewhat. I mean, that's shocking for an airport, but it's not. But anyways, Granny, the overall feel of Monday Night Raw for me is just so, it's so bad. I mean, it's not simple enough for us to understand. I don't understand where the placement in writing is. It's not just the placement in writing. It's what the fuck are you doing? The characters are not aligning.
And now they're turning the Bellas heel again, you know, which that doesn't surprise me because they've done that before. But, you know,
it's just a lot of stuff, Granny, that I don't get. They're not keeping it simple, stupid for the fans. And they're basically slapping us.
No, they're not.
It's like, okay, so the Bellas were faced. Now you turn them heel in a week without even a hint, without even just, you know, they don't have to. I get it. You know, I've been on the other end of the spectrum. Doesn't mean I know everything. But it does, however, allow me to tell you that if you keep that the way, keep doing things the way you're doing a Monday Night Raw, I'm just going to fair warn you. It's not going to work out for you. Not going to be good for you. It's not going to be decent at all. Why? Because you guys decided to do shit your own way. Is that helping you? How is that working out for you? You think you know what the fans want? I've never met so many annoying fucks in my life that think, hey, just because I'm a wrestler, you know, the fans are going to pine for me. And that's what's happening on Monday Night Raw. No. It's just a matter of time, Granny, before everyone jumps ship from Monday Night Raw and starts going to WWE, you know, and SmackDown Live, that is, and just be like, hey, what's on Tuesdays? Hey, what's on Wednesdays, you know? SmackDown Live, NXT, anybody? Because at least their stories are not, they don't give you a conniption fit. They don't make you say, gee, maybe I should reconsider my loyalty to WWE. It's just, it's so all over the place. And the fact that Leo Rush was allowed to main before Aries and Neville, it makes one wonder. Are you trying to say that us fans are stupid? That we don't get what you're doing? That you can pull any string on behind our back like puppets? I mean, I just, Granny, that's why I'm so disheveled.
Yeah, and I know, and they're certainly, you know, they're not going to tell Granny what I can like and what I can't like, because nobody's ever going to do that. Nobody's ever done that. They've tried to do that with me. People have tried to do that with me, but it doesn't get them very far. The first time somebody tries to tell me, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, I'm like, no, I don't. You know, I do what I want. And if I don't like what I see, I'm not going to watch it. Plain and simple, period.
Well, I mean, Granny, like, the thing that bothers me is that you turn on a TV, right, for Monday Night Raw. You're thinking, okay, wrestling. No. Was the first 24 minutes, it was a promo. It was Shawn Michaels and Hunter's promo. It's like, God damn, dude, I love Shawn to death. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And I know I get a lot.
I do too.
You know? But he's not the same HBK. He's not a spring chicken, folks. Maybe he might get better, so you hope. But, boy, Super Showdown was so bad. It just...
That's what Icon was talking about last night. I mean, I haven't watched it yet. I'm not even sure I'm going to. You know, I just... I don't know. You know, I mean, I like the fact that at the end of the Undertaker Triple H match, you know, they were all four in the ring. They had their arms up in the air like, okay, you know, this is a great match. You know, y'all did a great thing. But then all of a sudden, what does Undertaker and Kane do? They take out Triple H and Shawn Michaels. So now it's going to be a tag team match at Crown Jewels, which I kind of suspected that to happen in a sense. I kind of wondered to myself, okay, are they going to let Triple H win and then Undertaker and Kane going to do something? And all of a sudden now, ooh, we're going to have a Shawn Michaels HBK match against Kane and against the Brothers of Destruction. And what really... It surprised me in a way, but yet it didn't surprise me when they said DX is back. You know, D-Generation X is back. Hello? I mean...
Nobody even pops for that. Nobody... I mean, okay, the crowd in Chicago is obviously going to pop for it, but I mean, Granny, there was once upon a time when good old B-Train cared or gave a damn about DX, and that was... years and years ago, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know what, at this point, I don't know what WWE Raw is going to do to surface again, because UFC had a more interesting outcome, you know, with Khabib and Conor McGregor, that little piece of shit, but, you know, it's like, man, you guys are missing the fucking boat. Fans do not want to see the same match we saw 2 fucking weeks ago, because now your booking is in question, folks. Not just your booking, your style, everything. Hunter, I love you to pieces, dude. You're one of my favorites, too. But, son of a bitch. What in the fuck? Honestly, at this point, Granny, him going over Taker, why? Was it more of a personal vendetta? Because you didn't go over at WrestleMania, dude? Now I'm going to go off the fucking hinges here. God, you know, I said I, you know, was sorry, but now I'm starting to question who the fuck is running this shit. Who? Because it makes no sense to book a no-name battle royale like Kurt Angle. That was funny. To have Alexa Bliss and Mickie James team up. Now I figured out what two words describe Monday Night Raw. And they're not PG, by the way. Parental guidance. Nope.
Plug your ears, folks, because this might even hurt Granny's ears. I mean, this might even hurt my tender ears. Plug my ears.
The two words to describe Monday Night Raw is clusterfuck. Jesus Christ. Okay. You know, I think... It's just... Ooh.
I have a question. I saw the video clip of Dean Ambrose like walking away. Okay, after that match, you know. Okay, what is up with that? Is now all of a sudden Dean Ambrose, is he really going to turn heel and is he going to turn his back on Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, or what's up with that? He's like, I don't know anymore. I don't know who I am anymore. And the interviewer is trying to talk to him, and he's just like walking away. You know, he's just, I don't know what to say anymore, and he just takes off walking. And that's how the video ended. And I was like, okay, so are we going to have another heel turn here? We're going to have another backstabber? You know, is Ambrose finally going to, you know, turn heel and stab Rollins and Reigns in the back? And so,
honestly, Granny,
you know,
we don't know anymore. See, you're right. She said the magic words. At this point, Granny and I are grown-ass adults, and we don't know what the fuck Raw's doing with their stories. We don't. And we're fans. We don't need spoilers. We don't need inside scoops. We just want wrestling. I and Granny just want wrestling, not 28 minutes of fucking promo. Not just the promos, folks. It's the fact that I can barely stay awake to watch Raw. Hell, I even tried Granny's theory of watching Magnum P.I.
You know, I mean,
of course,
I just,
you know,
and like I said, you know, I, now last week I did not watch Monday Night Raw because I was watching my Chiefs play, you know, so, you know, sorry, WWE, you know, I love you, I love wrestling, but when my Chiefs are playing, sorry, I'm going to watch my Chiefs, thank you very much. We're undefeated right now. I would rather watch a good Kansas City Chiefs football game than watching what some of the stuff that's going on right now in WWE.
And that's sad, Bo, because Granny is a huge wrestling fan, and you heard it first here on Wrestle Radio Tuesday. And, you know, it's sad when she has to resort to watching football or watching Magnum PI because Monday Night Raw is not keeping their shit simple. Simple, stupid are the two words you learn in your very first day of wrestling training. Don't try and complicate shit. Don't go too fast is what a good trainer will tell you. Learn the move. Learn your wrestler. Learn the audience is the most important thing. Learning moves, that's also important too, but there was once upon a time, Granny, when I would turn on Monday Night Raw and I was glued. I was glued to that TV because they had people, and I'm not just referencing the Attitude Era. I remember once upon a time, folks, when WCW existed as competition. Maybe it'll take competition, Granny, for WWE to get the fucking picture. And I'm not referring to UFC, because I still don't care for
God,
it.
No, I don't either.
I just, you know, to me, if you want competition, Ring of Honor, please knock that door down and start on TNT or TBS or something, because Monday Night Raw, to alleviate Monday Night Raw, I know there's a lot of FU feelings in there. But let me explain this. As a longtime wrestling fan alongside Granny Hulkster, who's an even longer time wrestling fan, that has been through the wars of NWA, AWA, Smoky Mountain Pro, ECW, WCW, WCW, ECW, WWE. Those wars were something special to Granny and I. Now that WWE does not have hardly any competition on Mondays, because companies are afraid to run up against the machine, as they call it, this machine's conquered. It's conquered out, man. It's not doing as good. It needs some oil to, you know, loosen the joints to make this, you know, machine run again. I just, Granny, I am at the point where I'm at my fucking boiling point with this fucking group, man. WWE is not every wrestling fan's addendum, man. It's not our written constitution of being fans. And when people sit there, Granny, and say, well, the fans need this, the fans need that. No, what we need is for you guys to keep it simple, stupid. For us to sit there and watch this bullshit is kind of a pain in the ass every single week being negative about a show that we like. It's kind of just heartbreaking, man. I love to say something positive about Raw, but now I can't. So I, you know, that's why I said I quit watching it. Last night I made the mistake of turning it on to USA Network. And Granny, that's why I told you like 6 weeks ago. I am stopping watching Monday Night Raw for a reason. They might have to just hit to the point where they have so less viewers that they're going to have to put it on the network, because
well,
I don't want to watch
you
it.
You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. A fan can either make you or they can break you. And if they keep going the way they're going, yes, I love the fact that Kurt Angle was that masked wrestler last night. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was great. But, okay, that being said, WWE, if you cannot keep your fans who are watching at home on television, keeping them involved in what's going on, what's going to happen? You're going to end up losing people watching each and every week. Yes, I know people watch Raw all over the country, all over the world. Okay, I get that. There's millions and millions and millions of people out there watching. But, like I said, you don't give the fans what they want to see, they're not going to be happy. They're going to go start watching something else. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing Granny's personal opinion out there. Be that as it may be.
I mean, it's just like this. I have attempted to watch the show, Granny. I have attempted to be the best person I could ever be in my whole life, watching wrestling instead of, you know, actually participating in it now. And I just, a part of me wants to go through the trouble and travel again of going to NXT. But then what would be the point? I'm not going to be the entire show, and I'm not going to make it better by, you know, saying that I'm the one that can make this better. So my suggestion to you, Hunter, my suggestion to you, Stephanie, my suggestion to you, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Noble, Mr. Armstrong, and everybody in the fucking front office, please fucking listen to the fans, not the ones that are illogical and stupid, not the ones that want a heel turn or a babyface turn or whatever. Just fucking cherry pick what you think would work out. Make a survey. Fucking do a survey, dude, online. See, hey, what would you want to see on Raw? Have a Cyber Monday or some shit.
Ask
Don't
the fans what they
there.
Want.
Yes, thank you. Because we haven't, you know, we have been given what we're spoiled brats, you know, for a few years until that whole Benoit incident. Now we're walking on eggshells, are we? I'm sorry. Did I touch something personal? Because here's the deal. Ever since 2004 ended, we have been getting shit show wrestling from WWE for the longest time. I've held that in for the longest time, man. I have been on the end of spectrum through FCW and NXT when it first fucking started. That's starting to get emotional? Yeah, you're damn right. Because I care about this goddamn company. I care. Because eventually I and Kurt or anyone would love to work for WWE, but the way that they're treating guys that actually have talent, where are they now? Is this, you know, common theme? Where's Neville? Where's Rich Swann? What, you know, Rich Swann is controversial. Or Enzo, what happened to, you know, Enzo was never talented. Let me stop myself there. But when you have talent from NXT who worked their asses off to get to Maine, like the Iconics, and I know that they're, you know, not, well, why is it a big deal for women that come up through NXT? Asuka, the Iconics, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, let the people decide what version of the wrestlers they like to see. No, the wrestlers, it feels like they're dying inside too, Granny, and I noticed that. Braun Strowman is being confined to being the big guy who is like the henchman now for Ziggler and
McIntyre.
Well,
you know, it's kind of funny. Braun Strowman got a little frustrated with Ziggler and McIntyre last night. I thought he was going to choke slam Ziggler there for a minute. I was like, whoa, is he just like all of a sudden going to do a 360-degree turn and turn on McIntyre and Ziggler? I would have, personally, I would have loved that, but,
It's so confusing, though. It's so fucking confusing. Like, Granny, I try and understand what WWE Raw is doing. I try and look at it, you know, the glass is half full, or, you know, maybe it'll get better and they can fill their glass again. But I'm wrong, because every single week that I see your show, and I know who are the people behind the scenes, and yeah, I just called you out, because what happened to the Monday Night Raw that was so explosive that after every single week you'd be saying, man, do you remember when Lita and Trish had that match as the main event? Man, do you remember when Edge got thrown into the river by John Cena? Moments, folks, that you need to understand that define a fucking business as a wrestling company. WWE used to be no slouch. Now they're fucking slouching off, in my opinion, because, oh, they're having pay-per-views overseas. You know what the bullshit underlying statement is? They could do any of those things that they just did in Melbourne, like have Becky versus Charlotte for the championship and have the same goddamn result. Or how about the New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro? My God, do we not see that enough here in the States? I guess Melbourne doesn't. They don't, you know, even they were confused by the ending of Triple H going over Taker. I'm not... The thing that bothers me most is that people who don't even know WWE are just like, yeah, this is why I don't watch wrestling. I'm sick and tired of hearing that, Granny. And yet, here we are, you know, 6 weeks later talking about how Raw needs to fucking improve, and they still haven't, because every week I find something to nitpick at. Every week I find something to be like, you know, what would really work for you guys is if you just gave the fans some stories to build off of so that we can conversate about it on a show instead of bitch and gripe and sound like assholes.
Give us that magic back. Give us that magic back that we're missing. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about.
It's not about,
you know, everybody likes a good magic show. So give us that magic back that has been taken away or has been dissolved or what, however you want to word it. I mean, give us back what we want to see, you know? I mean,
it's just frustrating, you know? It's just fucking frustrating, Granny, because you can't begin to imagine how annoyed Granny and I are trying to switch over the channel when this is something that's very therapeutic to the both of us, and not just the two of us, millions of other wrestling fans who have flocked over to Ring of Honor because they're not getting what they want from WWE. It's not cheating, folks, if you're a fan, right? It's not being disloyal if you switch gears to another company or switch your liking for wrestling to Ring of Honor or New Japan or CZW or Evolve. It's not cheating on anything. And I'll tell you why. Because when you love pro wrestling, you love to watch it. You love to see how it's evolving. WWE, for some weird reason, is staying put. And I don't understand why they are staying put for it. I never fucking understood, Granny, why they enjoy, you know, doing what they do. It's very unnerving. Like, okay, so why do you guys wrestle? Is it for money? Is it for the fans? I mean, what's your guys' motive? What is your extra ulterior? I mean, I would like to know why, as a former worker myself, if I didn't annoy the fans as a heel manager, that I knew I wasn't doing my job. So I made sure to say something that would incite the crowd, that would make them angry, and I only needed a few short sentences to say it. I didn't need that fucking dumb shit microphone be in my hand during, you know, a match. It's very annoying. It's like Jimmy Hart with his megaphone. No, I'm not going to give you that credibility. This is the same asshole, Granny, that made a comment when Emma got fired. Leo Rush.
Well, I just didn't care for him. I just thought he was a little jerk. And I tell you, I think Granny probably could have put him in a headlock to shut him up.
Yeah. Well, I wish Granny someone would shut him up, because on social media, he's like, all y'all haters. I'm
somebody
like,
needs
you're,
to.
You're basically, you know, your meal ticket is Bobby Lashley. I'm so surprised. I'm like, well, it makes sense. There is a few things that made sense on Raw. But then there are things, Granny, such as, you know, Leo Rush being with Bobby Lashley, and Lashley, you know, finally turns heel, whatever. But what I'm referring to, folks, is, okay, so now you're turning Owens babyface when he was a heel. But that, I just, the elements are not all adding up. They're not making sense. It's like does not compute, what the fuck, and holy shit, this show is craptastic comes to mind. Not being, you know, negative, I'm just being dead honest with you guys. There's a difference. If I was being completely negative, I would have said nothing made sense, you know, the show was shit, and I will never, ever watch it again. Well, I did one of those things. I'll never, ever make the mistake of turning on Monday Night Raw on a Monday, you know, because they have yet to bring in more big names. I don't care who names you bring in, but son of a bitch, just create a fucking story. A simple build, dude, between heel and babyface. One's the bad guy, one's the good guy. I don't care for these stupid friendship matches either, like Ember Moon and Nia Jax. My God, they must be learning from Bayley. Hug it out. I wanted Nia to annihilate Ember Moon. You know, something to get the fans like, boo, or hey, because, Granny, those don't eat. Like, the magic is gone because, one, it's like when I write sad love songs and occasionally just jam out with my friend Vinny in our basement in our house in Brooklyn. It's like, you got to have a chorus to the song to make sense. The title of the song is the chorus. You got to have a bridge because that's like the sexy part, as Benny likes to put it. And then you got to have the end, so that's like the outro. Well, Raw doesn't even have the fucking foundation for, you know, a good love song or a metaphorical love song for us to follow. It's just like today's music, which is complete shit. Some of it is, not all of it. And I just, you know, it's like, call me and Granny old-fashioned, but we remember the days in wrestling in which you could have a clear-cut baby face and a clear-cut heel. And, it's, you know, it's like Pillman said when he was on our show, you appreciate the fans that are the dueling chants. You appreciate the fans that get ornery and get up, you know, get up out of their seats and they say something to the heel or they interact with the wrestler. You appreciate those fans. It feels like you guys aren't even, I don't care, you know, you don't have to appreciate us, but what we would like as fans, and I don't speak for all of us, but what I would like to see is a show in which that follows a story, gives us different looks, different kinds of matches with different people. Oh, wait, SmackDown Live does that, folks. Every week, Granny, that I have tuned in to Tuesday night, I have not been disappointed. I have not been annoyed, and I have not been like, okay, yeah, this is just, you know, this is a crock of shit.
Well, that's like last night on our Attitude Era Live podcast. We had Brian Thompson on as our guest. Now, Brian Thompson, you know, he managed beautiful Bobby Eaton from the Midnight Express for years. He was his booking agent. You know, he managed him. You know, he's done appearances with Bobby over the years, you know. And I kind of asked him, you know, when he says, well, Brian, he said, let me ask you a question. He said, if you were, you know, doing an event somewhere, would you want Granny at your event? And, of course, you know, at first, Brian Thompson was giving me a lot of smack talk like he always does. But, you know, that's okay. But then he said, you know, all kidding aside, you know, everybody, you know, yes, we need people like the Granny Hulksters out there to help make the show fun, you know. And he said, Granny, you know, yes, she was a big part of when TCW was running to make it fun for the wrestlers, to make it fun for the other fans. You know, Granny has that passion to do what needed to be done to make it fun for everybody, and we always appreciated that, you know, when she was there. So, you know, that was kind of cool, you know, and everything. And but yeah, I mean, you got it. I mean, gosh, I don't know, B-Train. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, but you know, but I'm like you. Yeah, you know, I would rather watch SmackDown on Tuesday night than I would Monday Night Raw. You know,
it's funny because I look at Gerwick's numbers and I'm like, these numbers have to be fixed because SmackDown Live is clearly the better show. And they're going by viewership. And I said, well, it's only 2 hours. It's on a Tuesday. What the fuck else are you going to do at home? If you don't have cable, you can fucking stream it through YouTube. Because WWE did that as a service to YouTube on their channel. You can watch full shows. And I'm sitting there thinking, maybe that's why you're losing ratings, because people are all on their phones instead of watching the goddamn show, because your show is a shit show, to be honest, last night. I mean, we could sit here and say, well, you should. I hate Granny. I hate seeing this as a post on fucking Facebook. Well, fans should feel this way. Fans should feel that way. Fuck you. Okay? You know what? The next son bitch that's a worker that says the fans should feel this way, unless you're in gimmick, you can go fuck yourself. How about them apples? Because we pay money. We pay our money that we don't have to watch your asses perform in the ring. And I'm a former worker. I'd be damned if I didn't give the fans a show. They want to see me get my ass. Okay?
And I know we've mentioned this before, B-Train. I know you have several times. Maybe that is Monday Night Raw's problem. Maybe they need to think about cutting the show down to 2 hours instead of 3 hours like SmackDown. Just a suggestion, WWE.
It'd be much better, because it's like, okay, so you guys want to sit there and be like, okay, this is what the, you know, fans will go for. Quit doing that shit. You're second guessing yourself. Also, you want to complicate shit for fans. That's like, I was so, you know, flabbergasted out of somebody that one time, granted, that they had a gauntlet match, and I sat there, I was like, okay, this is, you know, about duration, you know, if you got athleticism, if you got the balls to sit there and wrestle that long of a match. I'm sitting there like, man, I feel bad for the other members of the Raw roster. And they're like, why? And I said, they get a break. And I said, you don't get it. That cuts away from the talent. They didn't need a fucking gauntlet match to be that fucking long. It's an hour and a half long, Granny. An hour and 32 minutes long. And I'm sitting there going, holy fuck. I, as a fan who have ADD and I have bipolar, I cannot, my attention span cannot literally sit there and watch a match for that long, unless it was back in the day when you're seeing guys like Bret Hart, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, Psycho Sid, Diesel, Razor Ramon. I mean, it'd be much more interesting if you had a better platform of superstars. I'm not saying that they don't have talent, but what I am telling you is quit pulling bullshit like that, because the booking makes no fucking sense. At one point, Granny, are they going to sit there and be like, oh shit, we fucked up? Because the crowd in the big towns like Chicago, they hated Lio Rush. And normally they love the heels. Okay? I can speak firsthand, folks, because I've been to a lot of events in Chicago. I remember the event when CM Punk won the championship from John Cena, which was one of the greatest days in WWE history, in my humble opinion. Okay? Because I cannot stand John Cena. As a worker, as you know, his personal dude, he's different. You know, he's a good guy for kids. But what I'm telling you all is why WWE does certain things, I'm never going to pinpoint it and be like, that's the reason. Because then they can turn around and do what you just said and make you look like a complete fool. I mean, I'm sick and tired of feeling like I have to put you on blast. You, as in, not just WWE front office, but my God, the people who blame Vince for this shit, stop. He's not the one behind the fucking curtain doing all this. Yeah, he's the one who approved it, but there's a team of writers. There's a plethora of people, and I've always been taught, Granny, whenever pointing the finger, make sure you point it multiple directions.
It's kind of like in the Wizard of Oz movie, fans, you know, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, look, I put a lot of heart and soul into this thing about reporting to you guys about professional wrestling. And, man, I got to tell you, I'm going to my next Wrestling Revolver show, and it's going to be off the chizane. Why do I add stuff like that, folks? Because it's my fucking show, and I happen to be outspoken. And here's why. Even if I don't get offered a job in WWE, I can sleep at night knowing that I'm honest about what's really going on. And though I'm not in the boardroom meetings, not in the talent scouting meetings, which, it's fine, you know, WWE likes thoroughbreds. That's cool. They like guys that can move their feet, and they like guys that can condition and be in shape and look good and have a gimmick and all this shit. But really, you know, the developmental part's funny, Granny. In NXT, they've got a lot of good stuff going on, like the whole story about how who is responsible for knocking out Aleister Black. That's still a lingering question. Nikki Cross, God bless her soul, love her to death. Lacey Evans is starting to move her way up. She beat Candice LeRae last week. So a lot of positives in NXT, a lot of question marks on Maine. As far as, you know, Maine goes, a lot of those question marks come from Monday Night Raw. And the questions are, why? They're very few, but, you know, far in between. Why aren't you giving the fans what we want? Why aren't you being more interactive like you used to be? Why, you know, when they did those polls, Granny, I was interested in those. Like, who would you like to see as so-and-so's opponent? And then there would be, like, a poll at the end of the show. 78% said Byron Saxton versus Corey Graves, for example. That,
yeah.
Who would you like to be the ref, you know, and, for example, who would you like to see as referee? John Cone, Renee Young, or Charlie Carruthers, or whatever. I had fun. Why, you know, why would you take away an element that the fans like? That defeats the purpose, man, of fan interaction.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, back in the day, and, you know, even though it got a little annoying sometimes, you know, the online chairman guy on the computer, you know?
Yeah, that was Roger Major.
Yeah, that was even more entertaining than what's going on right now. You know?
Who turned out to eventually be Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle, yes. Yes, fans, that's my son, Anthony. He's been sitting here in my car with me, so he's joining the show with us for a brief time.
Do you know, Granny, that here's the thing. I always say this nicely. Fans, when we start caring, yeah, we get vocal. I'm the fan that's been on both ends of the spectrum. So is Granny. We both know what it takes to make a wrestling show. Does that mean we're going to start booking Monday Night Raw? No, but
no.
If I had a choice to get a pin, if I get a pin pad and paper, I would sit there and ask the wrestlers, okay, what's your comfort zone? Where do you want to work? I would not write the matches because that's not what writers do. What writers do is, you know, say, okay, where's the promo fit? Instead, what Raw is doing is, here's a fucking 30-minute promo to begin the 3-hour fucking bullshit instead of putting shit together in a way, that, in a timely manner. For fans to sit there and comprehend what you are trying to do. I mean, the Shawn Michaels and Hunter promo did fit. It just needed to be shorter and have more action involved. Like, I don't know, The Undertaker and Kane playing mind games with Hunter and Shawn. That would have been acceptable,
yeah.
You know, I'm hearing the gong and then no one shows it up and you see a coffin fucking drive. Rampway. It just doesn't make sense to me, Granny. I mean, like, there's no way, shape, or form that I would ever be into a show that starts off with a promo every goddamn time. And
well,
Raw
even when Bray Wyatt before he teamed up with Matt Hardy, you know, he would be playing mind games with everybody. You know, I mean, good Lord. I mean, come on, people. You know, let's throw a little mind game scenario out there and make Triple H and Shawn Michaels kind of think about, ooh, you know, maybe we better step up our game here, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever we need to do to make this work. But, you know, you need to start throwing a little bit of excitement in with those promos, you know? Because I have personally told wrestlers at independent shows, I mean, I have, like, hello, we came to watch wrestling, not listen to you flap your gums for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever. I came to watch wrestling. That's what I want to see. Now, don't get me wrong, fans. I like promos. If they're done right, if they're done really well, they can be really good. But throw a little bit of excitement, throw a little bit of action in those promos, not just sitting there watching somebody run their mouth for 30 minutes on a microphone and have nothing happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like I was hoping that I'd hear a gong or Kane's pyro or his non-pyro now that they can't do
something,
pyro.
You know. Or Kane coming out from the bottom of the ring, you know, in the middle of the ring, you know, the lights go out and all of a sudden you got Kane and Undertaker in the ring. Something. Give us some excitement.
Give us something. But Granny, I just felt so annoyed because it's like, you know, every time that we have seen WWE do this bullshit, I just, every single week, it's the same old, let's throw the authority angle into this with Baron Corbin making himself widely known in a match, which no one cares for his wrestling. If you do, you're an ignoramus. Because here's the thing. I'm not saying anything against Baron Corbin fans, but I do tend to find him less appealing as an authority figure, and it's so stupid. They do this every single time they get an opportunity to book it this way. From, you know, the worker's perspective, you're booking him to be an authority. Why don't you give him some henchmen? You do something to make his character more lifeful. Because Baron Corbin, the wrestler, is so fucking boring that, you know, Granny and I could start our own cooking show and we'd get more viewership. And, you know, it's that pathetic that you throw that in our faces, like, oh, they'll get into the authority angle. No.
Well, at least when Seth Rollins was with the authority, he was with Stephanie and Triple H, you know, he had his guys come out with him, and, you know, I mean, at least, you know, that he had somebody coming out with him, you know, to be an authority figure. You know, Baron Corbin, I'm sorry, or Boring Corbin, I'm sorry, Baron, you know, you don't have what it takes to be in that position. I don't care, you know, if Stephanie thought you were going to be the better person for that job. Please, get us somebody in there that's going to do something exciting, you know. Don't just sit there and put us to sleep.
Well, the other thing, Granny, is just, like, really kind of irritated me was they never fucking gave the fans a chance to warm up to the idea of Baron Corbin. We're just like, oh, well, here's Baron Corbin. He's your new authority figure. I'm sitting there like, really? What the fuck is this fucker doing in a position in which, you know, okay, I get it. Let's give Baron Corbin a push because he's going to be a big, you know, big deal. The crowd's going to react to him. Yeah, we boo him because we want him off our TV. And hell, if I was live, Granny, I'd throw nachos at him if I could throw it nachos at him. Because cheese on his face, he's got quite the schnoz. So I don't know how far the cheese would dip off, but I'm pretty sure it can make pretty much a miniature. Anyways, the point is, if you book in people, not just the booking, it's the structure of how things are booked. And it's just like, I don't understand why they cannot get past the angle of just throwing a random heel in their group. Like, okay, Seth worked out because Seth actually turned his back on the Shield, whatever. If you're doing the same thing with Ambrose, I'm going to say, Captain Obvious, could you be any more present in the fucking room? Because if I know Michael Hayes, and it's not just him, well, Michael Hayes only does, he's the senior fucking producer, dude. Free fucks who think that Vince is, you know, the one that approves everything. Yes, he does, but son of a bitch. Noble writes the builds. Armstrong writes the in-betweens and the mid-card shit and also approves that of the talent that walks through the doors, and he's a very good right-hand man of Vince. His dad is a referee. Now, if you need any further proof of what I know, thank you, Michael, for, you know, trying to reiterate the fact that stupid authority angles and off-the-wall, you know, images of Baron Corbin being an authoritative figure. I'd rather play Tiddlywinks and Jax than watch this bullshit. Because, to be honest with you, now I see why Jim Cornette gets so upset. Now I see why a whole lot of people tune out of Monday Night Raw instead of watch it. Because it's too much. I mean, there's way too much going on. If you cut things down to an hour, you might actually get some people back. Well, Raw is too short. That's why it needs to be 3 hours.
I'm just like, you know, I don't know what the answer is, you know, but they're going to have to make some changes somewhere, or it's going to be getting worse for, you know, it's going to be worse as far as ratings go. And it's going to hurt their ratings, and they need to stop and realize what they're doing before it gets too late, if it's not already too late. As it is, I mean,
it's just ridiculous, Granny. Like I said, I'm not holding anything in anymore, folks. I feel like I haven't been able to unleash my inner B train, which means Brian Rails is going to make his first personality appearance on this show. Let me tell you, folks, you thought Pillman was bad? I'm not talking about Junior. I'm talking about Senior. Let's just say the cat's out of the bag, fuckers. I really at this point want to say this. You want a show, you got to give us the show. You can't just, oh yeah, the fans are going to like this. I have been through these sessions before. Yeah, the fans are going to react a certain way. No, the fuck we're not.
Like I said before, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Please do not tell Granny what she is going to like and what she is not going to like, because you cannot read my mind. You don't know what I'm thinking. You may think you have an idea and you may try to approach that idea, but don't you dare sit there and tell me, oh, you're going to love this, Granny, or you're going to love that. Because you know what? You don't know what I like. You don't know what I don't like. I can sit there and tell you what I like and don't like, but that doesn't mean that you're going to know what I'm thinking. Just saying, folks, you know. And the first time you try to tell me what I'm going to like, no, you're going to have Granny... I might be putting you in a headlock because you're not going to like what Granny's response might be. I might get a little, what's the word I'm thinking of here? I might get a little disoriented or something, you know, on somebody because I don't like what I'm hearing. So, you know, you don't want to make Granny mad.
She may become a lunatic fringe herself.
Oh, my God, no. Did you hear what Anthony said? Anthony said I might become a lunatic fringe myself. I don't think so, but I don't think I'm going to go with that extreme, but, you know.
It's just the reason why we're getting up in arms, not up in arms entirely on the show, folks, is that we care. If we didn't care, I got to say this right here, right now. I'm just, if you really, truly love professional wrestling, you know, and I know Hunter cares because he's a genuine boss, but I feel, Granny, that It's just too hard. It's just too painful. It's just really something that I thought would have been fixed by now. And now it's just like, this is me, my reaffirmation on as to why I watch Ring of Honor, why I watch. I don't watch CZW all the time, and I'm not going to knock it because those guys work really hard. And yeah, a lot of people say it's ECW 2.0 with all the death matches and shit. ECW didn't have death matches, you dumb shit. Literally every match would make you die. I mean, look at Vic Grimes and New Jack. Look at Tommy Dreamer versus Sabu. Tommy Dreamer versus anybody. He'll tell you. I mean, I'm the motherfucker that's lucky to be alive is what he'll say. Bubba Ray Devon. Names, folks. It's just, Granny, I don't know what to think of when I turn on the TV on Monday and just be like, okay, yeah, sure, I'm praying that Ring of Honor will compete against you. And, you know, just, I don't know what to think. I've spent my emotion just trying to figure out how Raw can fix itself, and it breaks my heart, dude. I used to love that show. Every time I come home from school, I was there at the first Raw. That's why it has a deeper meaning for me, at least. I was there in the Manhattan Center. Now what it's turned into, you know, I just, my roommate goes, why you got that trash one? Because I was watching it on Hulu, because I got to record this, you know, for today's show. Man, you're dedicated more than me. I couldn't even sit there for the Hulu replay, is what Vinny was saying. It's just, I guess I'll take a sabbatical, not from podcasting, but from watching Raw again. Because even reading the results, Granny, is painful. It's something that I never thought in a million years would happen, that this show would start to evaporate metaphorical sense, that, you know, this is why the indies are huge. This is why WFC gets a huge following. This is why Newbury gets a huge following. This is why a whole bunch of independent companies are starting to pop out of the woodwork, because they're giving the fans a simple show. There's a bad guy, there's a good guy, there's a little kid who throws a hot dog at a wrestler. I just saw that at my last indie show in New Jersey. I shit you not, a hot dog hit a wrestler in the face. But anyways, I think, well, Granny?
Yeah, I had to call back in. I lost the call somewhere, but yeah, I had to call back in. I don't know what happened. I think it might be the weather messing with my phone or whatever, but sorry about that, fans. But no, I was just saying, I don't know what happening with wrestling today, you know? I mean, I would, you know, personally, I mean, I've only been to one WWE live show in my life, and that was a couple of years ago with me. My son and my husband went to Tulsa, the BOK Center. And I mean, I would love to go again, but, you know, I think I think, you know, and it might be a better show, you know, there at the BOK than what I'm seeing sometimes on, you know, on Monday Night Raw on TV, you know. But, I mean, I see more excitement sometimes in an independent show, you know, than what I saw last night.
It's just, Granny, I don't know how to basically put this into context. Yes, I do. When you guys go to a wrestling show, your very first thoughts are, okay, cool. I'm going to see a wrestling show. When you see Monday Night Raw now, I don't care. You know, Rousey will get better. She'll understand. She'll start improving. I'm not so gung-ho about criticizing Ronda because she's obviously there and I'm not. And I don't intentionally bash WWE, which some of you are saying on my Instagram. No, I don't intentionally look for stuff to bash. They give us plenty of material for us to sit there and pick apart. Literally. Granny could pick apart stuff. I can pick apart stuff. Guys, we've been fans for years, and does that give us entitlement? No, but it does give us the right to say stuff on our show about how we feel. Now, Granny's is different. Her viewpoints are different than mine, but, you know, what I'm not understanding is how can people be that oblivious to something that needs fixing? And I'm just like, I'm not understanding how you guys can bet, well, the fans want this. No, we don't. Don't want to see another 30-minute promo session that introduces what we already know and saw and watched on the network. Well, if somebody didn't watch it on the network, how are you going to inform them? You give us a minute and 30 seconds during auditions, but you don't give us fucking, you make us sit there and watch a 24-minute promo? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. I mean, I'm just like, I just would have loved to have had a little bit of excitement last night during that first promo, you know?
Because you think, okay, yeah, Kane and Taker have got to be in the building. They just have to be. But no, none of that shit. It just...
And even when Shawn Michaels said to Triple H last night, he says, I knew when we landed... You know, he says, I never thought I would ever hear you say those three words again. And then Triple H comes, are you ready? You know, I mean, he knows Shawn Michaels, but, okay, then, you know, that would have been the perfect opportunity right there when Triple H said, are you ready? That would have been the perfect opportunity to either hit that gong or, you know, Kane's entrance or something, or make the lights go out, you know, something to, like, okay, yeah, I am ready. I'm ready to see something here. Come on. That's what we want. That would have been the perfect moment to hit that gong or start playing mind games with Triple H and Shawn Michaels last night.
It's just, I don't know, Granny. I've never felt so frustrated in my life. And it just irritated the fuck out of me. I was like, so how can you not take advantage of an opportunity like that one? And also, the fact that you took away two good solo matches at Evolution, like I said, I'm not going to complain about every which thing and every which way. But I would like to know where in the fuck people get off having the idea that we love seeing tag team matches. Every single week is a six-man tag match. Every single show, you guys. This is me being serious. If I had to be booked with, you know, the fact that you're giving me a six-man tag match, I won't complain. I'll just think to myself, gee, is this what I signed up for?
Or better yet, a triple threat match, you know? I mean, how many triple threat matches have we seen in the last few weeks?
It's just, I get annoyed, Granny, because it's just every time, without fail, SmackDown Live, you know, they do better than Monday Night Raw. And the fun part is, they don't even try with the people that they have. And
oh, I know.
And it really boggles my mind. Like, how can you be this retarded? Like, how can you not take advantage of having women on there like Sasha Banks and Bayley? And, you know, the example is, well, the feud, blah, 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 just didn't need to happen because it wouldn't, you know, what are we saying to kids? We're saying that if you have a problem with somebody, you can beat their ass. That's what we're saying. I mean,
I honestly don't know where to go with this. I really don't. I mean, it's just, it is. It's confusing. It's frustrating.
Granny, one of these days, just want to go watch a Monday Night Raw and say, hey, this Raw was actually good, instead of yammer, yammer, yammer. Well, this needs to be fixed. That needs to be fixed. They don't listen. Because obviously, if they did, then they wouldn't be having this issue. They would not be having this issue, folks, where people are just like, I think you're overreacting. No, I'm not. This shit's been going on for the last how many months? I cannot remember when the last Raw that actually captivated me, aside from Braun Strowman going crazy, knocking over the equipment. That was interesting. I never had that problem.
I know. I mean, you know, I kind of enjoyed the Braun Strowman, you know, locking Kevin Owens up in the porta potty and, you know, kind of pulling it inside the building and then pushing it off the thing. You know, I thought that was kind of funny, but, you know, I mean.
Just, you know, Granny, they just don't want to antagonize parents. I think that's part of what it is. They can't antagonize people. It's just like, yo, yeah, no, this is professional wrestling. You're not antagonizing anybody.
Exactly.
I think that's part of the problem, folks, is that they're worried that since they've been sued so many times as a person, you know, as a company, I should say, like I said, I don't give up that easily, folks, but I think Raw has made me want to tap. Raw just, it makes you feel as a fan like, wow, why even try having self-worth as a fan when they make you feel, you know, trying to make you feel stupid.
I don't know, you know, it amazes me how people think sometimes. And
we're not stupid, and that's what I'm trying to get at, is you guys are trying to make us feel like we're ignoramuses, that we're Joe Blows and Jill Blows, and that we don't know anything about professional wrestling, that you guys are trying to clean the slate. Well, okay. I'm just answering some questions, Granny, and it's just they're wondering if I'm having a breakdown. They're wondering if I'm having a, and I was like, no, I'm not. And here's why, folks, I can say that. If I were to have a breakdown, you would scare the ever-living shit out of Granny and everyone who listened. What I am expressing to you guys right now is concern. Concern that Monday Night Raw has turned into a complete shit show. I just, I didn't even have to start the look in my eyes thing because I already did go off the rails, folks. I've already went off the deep end trying to, salvage what is good about Monday Night Raw. I will never, ever watch Monday Night Raw again is not a sentence I want to say. I will take a sabbatical from it. I'll do what Shane McMahon did and just walk away. And I think I'm going to end the show on that note, folks. Raw, you've been put on notice by Granny and I and a billion other fans that watch professional wrestling that don't even pay attention anymore because we floated over to Monday Night or Ring of Honor, Wrestling Revolver, any other show that makes sense because at least Sami Callihan gives a damn. At least, Cody Rhodes gives a damn. Not just him, but others that have entered through Ring of Honor, Kenny Omega, Marty Scurll, all of them. Go back to your roots and fucking learn that wrestling is not just about you. It's about the fans. Don't forget that, please.
That's right.
And if you don't believe in what I just told you, then you can shove it up your ass, and I've got three choice words for you. Forget about it, Granny.
And if you don't like what Granny Holster has to say, what you gonna do when Granny Holster goes crazy all over you?
Happy Tuesday, folks. It's the best show on WWE aside from NXT Live. Be sure to catch NXT Live on the WWE Network only. Subscribe, your first month free, all that bullshit. If you don't like or have a username, get one. Use your credit card or debit card. Username is an email. And you know the rest. Just follow the instructions if you don't know how. We all have Google. Do not do that while you are driving, my friend, you crazy nut. Jeez, Granny. Somebody trying to get the network with my instructions on the road. My God.
Oh, my.
Would you stop? Thank you. You parked. Oh, thank God you're at a Target. Well, get off the phone, you loon. I got to go, folks, before I get crazy on this person. Granny, have a good day. Everyone have a good day. I'm tired. I've been up since 5 in the morning.
See you, everybody.
Dig it.
The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality.